Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care then how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus' parable this morning of hiding a lamp under a bed seems a silly and unnecessary teaching. After all, who lights a lamp only to conceal its glow? Well, one time we may feel so tempted is when we go through some grief due to loss, like when someone dies or when your dog dies. Now, most of the time, I am on the outside looking at grief and counseling and comforting others. But lately, I find myself on the inside of grief, looking out ever since Apollo died last week. And I certainly don't feel like letting my light shine lately. This past week, I found myself feeling the four predictable stages of grief outlined by Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross: anger and blame, sadness and depression, bargaining with God, and feeling a long way from acceptance and peace. A lot of people have urged me to be open to getting another dog, but that feels like the last thing I want to do. What I really want to do is hide my lamp of faith under my bed of pain, crawl under the covers, and cover my head with the pillows of grief and loss. And if there is one thing I have learned by walking with people going through grief, is that there are no shortcuts. It is a long, slow, miserable slog through cold and rain and mud. And as you can imagine, it is nearly impossible to carry a candle in the driving rain and make it shine and not let it go out. Sorry for changing metaphors, but I just feel like going back to bed, pulling the covers over my head and listening to endless Adele songs, whose lyrics always sound so melancholy and depressing. One of the most unusual books of the Old Testament is called Lamentations. Lamentations. Have you heard of it or read it? It never made the New York Times bestseller list because it recounts the excruciating and demoralizing experiences of the Jews in exile in Babylon. Our first reading this morning from Ezra was their return from exile and the building of the temple. Lamentations is the quintessential book about grief and loss in the Old Testament, perhaps second only to the book of Job. Lamentation does not hide the stages of grief, anger, sorrow, depression, regret, desperate bargaining, etc. But the fact that the book is included in the inspired canon of Scripture means God is somehow mysteriously present in our grief too. In other words, light continues to shine in His Word, even when we don't feel like letting His light shine through us. Another tremendous book about raw and unadulterated loss is C.S. Lewis's little-known book, A Grief Observed. Lewis shared how the pain of losing his beloved wife, Joy, nearly caused him to lose his faith. And that's saying a lot if you're familiar with what a towering theological giant Lewis was at Oxford and throughout the Christian world. In a sense, that book is all about the moment C.S. Lewis wanted to hide his lamp of faith under his bed of grief and sorrow and loss. By the way, if you're more into movies rather than reading books, I highly recommend the John Wick series of movies starring Keanu Reeves. Yes, yes, it is about a mobster and a hitman that ruthlessly murders people left and right while heart-pounding music fills the screen and your senses. But do you know what triggers John Wick to return from retirement and go on his killing spree? Someone kills his dog, a beagle named Daisy, which was a gift from his late wife, Helen. In other words, John Wick hides his light under a bed of pain from the loss of his puppy. I could have starred in the John Wick movies, I feel. What's my point in this homily, besides trying to sound like I'm undermining Jesus' point in his parable? I guess it's just to say that we cannot rush our grief, and there are no shortcuts to find peace. The Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes says there is a time for every affair under heaven. And then it lists, among other noteworthy moments and times, there is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. And for me right now, it feels like a time to listen to Adele and watch the John Wick series. I'll bring my lamp of faith out from under my bed tomorrow. And that is why Jesus has to remind us to let our light shine. Praise be Jesus Christ.